Lovely organ music by Camille Saint-Saëns' Aquarium from Carnival of the Animals, and we played that to introduce a music festival that's going to have, among many, 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 many other things, some organ music, and we'll get to that in a moment. I do want to introduce you right this moment to my special guest, John French, who is the man who put it all together for the Brookside Music Association, and it's, what, 10 years now?
10 years we've been operating in Midland, yes.
Yeah, and out of this, or pardon me, this began in your home. Tell that story.
It did. Well, I had a friend who taught voice in Europe, Germany, and she contacted me and said she had some friends coming over and would I like to have maybe a little house concert. And I said, well, that sounds like fun. So they came, we had about 50 people show up, and we did an evening of German Lieder. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? All these people that wanted to come and hear classical music in Midland, maybe there'd be an audience to attend these things if I took it to a public venue. And that was the origins of Brookside Music.
So you began in a church auditorium, and then they built a cultural center.
That's right. They built the Midland Cultural Center about 2 years after we started presenting at the church. And we moved most of our presentations over there. And we've now broadened it out. We did a summer concert at the Martyr Shrine in Midland, a wonderful Baroque music concert. And we've done some concerts at the Midland Alliance Church, at St. Paul's Church, and of course at the Midland Cultural Center.
The Brookside Music Association, of course, musicians, but who else can get involved?
Well, we're always looking for volunteers that would like to help us out. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, as you probably know, for running a festival like this. Another thing that we do with Brookside is outreach in the schools. And every year we do two or three events in local schools where we bring the musicians in to either do a concert or do workshops with them. And one of those is actually happening this weekend with our Indigenous Music Celebration. David Maracle is coming, and we're doing a concert at the Burkevale Protestant Separate School in Penetanguishene.
Let's talk about that concert with David Maracle, a little more about him.
Well, David Maracle is Mohawk of the Bear Clan near the Bay of Quinte area, and I found out about him several years ago, well, probably 2014. I commissioned John Beckwith to do a piece called Wendake Huronia, which we did to participate in the commemoration of Champlain's arrival in the region. And in that piece, I asked him to incorporate Indigenous music as well, which he did, and I met some wonderful Indigenous singers and drummers in that project. And I got the idea that we shouldn't be doing this just as a one-time thing to celebrate Indigenous culture. It should be something that we're doing consistently. And I spoke with one of these people who told me about David Maracle, and I looked him up and found out what an incredible musician and sculptor he is as well. His sculptures are in collections around the world. The Emperor of Japan has one. He's represented in the estate of Nelson Mandela. The Canadian banks have images on their checks. He's won numerous awards for sculpting and is a multi-instrumentalist of world instruments, not just Indigenous instruments.
But he plays a really fascinating flute.
Oh, he plays a number of flutes. He is known as a master of the Iroquoian flute, which will be part of the concert. So after the school concert, we're also having an art show at the Huronia Museum and a public concert at the Midland Cultural Center on Saturday night, and he'll be using a number of them. He calls this an extraordinary evening of ambient world fusion and Indigenous sounds. And world fusion, he's got the Iroquoian flute, the buffalo spirit flute, the buffalo horn flute, branch flute, hand drums, the Mohawk water drum, and also other cultures like the didgeridoo, the Chinese harp, the Swiss hang drum.
Wow. It sounds like just a fascinating evening of music.
It is.
And unique. It's the kind of thing you don't just see every day.
No, exactly. And it's something that I'm hoping can become an annual event in Midland.
Saturday, September 14th, Midland Cultural Center, 7 p.m., the David Maracle live and in-concert performance. And children and students attend for free. This is something you do with several of your performances. And even those who don't get in free, you make it a real point to keep the prices low.
That's right. It's challenging for people to find affordable classical music. anywhere, but we made that part of our mission, is to make sure it's as affordable as possible for anyone to attend. And clearly we want to make sure that our children have the opportunity to be exposed to wonderful music, and we allow them entry for free, children and students.
And you, of course, to accomplish this, you bring in some sponsors, among them this year the Italian Cultural Institute, and they've landed you a superstar.
Yes, we have Luciano Bellini, Italian pianist, composer, conductor, who's going to be playing in Midland on September the 22nd, an afternoon concert on a Sunday.
Now, this fellow is a composer, he's a conductor, he's multi-talented.
Yes, yes, and he's played and conducted virtually everywhere in the world.
Now, he's the principal conductor of the Nova Philharmonia. As you say, he's gone all over the world. And 150 world premieres of his own pieces.
His own compositions, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that will be a marvelous night, too. Sunday, September 22nd. Oh, pardon me, it's an afternoon. A matinee performance at 2 o'clock in the Midland Alliance Church. Let's talk about the Toronto Welsh Male Voice Choir. I've had some of their people visiting with us here in your chair as a guest on the show, and they make just amazing sounds.
Oh, they do. They're coming back by pop. Midland, who were in the audience, and it was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for them to be involved and work with that choir. And so we decided to make it a formal part of this program, and they're going to be singing one or two numbers with the male voice choir.
Okay, and they've got Welsh hymns and spirituals, but they also do Broadway show tunes, Canadian folk songs. It's a variety.
It's a real variety of music, yes.
And that's at 2 p.m. St. Paul's United Church on Saturday, October 19th. Another one where the children and students can attend for free, the Toronto Welsh Male Voice Choir. And you get to go to work, two pianos, four hands, and your partner, Beatrice Boisin. Tell me more.
Well, Beatrice is a very wonderful pianist, Spanish background, and she performed in Midland as part of our summer series, I think 4 years ago, and we chatted at the time about maybe doing something for four hands, and that's going to happen this November on the 2nd. We're doing a program of Debussy, Big Schubert Fantasy, F Minor Fantasy, and some Beethoven, some Mozart, and then we'll let her shine with some of the Cuban dances that she's so famous for.
John French with Beatrice Boisin from Midland. It's at the Midland Alliance Church, and that one is 7 p.m. November 2nd. And we opened up with some organ music, and that was meant to refer to the William O'Meara and Norman Angle performance. That's Friday, November 15th.
That's right. That's at St. Paul's. St. Paul's have a wonderful organ. It was restored and enlarged 6 or 7 years ago, and I brought Bill O'Meara up to do a concert then. It was very well received. It's a magnificent instrument, and it's fun for me because I taught Bill O'Meara at U of T.
Really?
I was a grad student doing music history, first year history, and he was one of my students. So anytime I have a chance to reconnect with some of these former students and see how they've progressed is very nice and fun for me.
Well, he has a pretty good gig at St. Michael's Cathedral.
And yes, for a long yes, time. And he's the accompanist for the St. Michael's Boys Choir as well. So,
and Norman Angle, a great trumpeter.
Yes, yes, yeah. I don't know too much about Norman, but we decided we're moving into the Christmas season, and it would be nice to have something festive and seasonal to get us in the mood, and he suggested Norman, so we're looking forward to having him as well.
Trumpet and organ sounds great. Friday, November 15th, St. Paul's United Church at 7 p.m. We appreciate you coming over from Midland, and we all look forward to the Brookside Music Festival. Again, there's a website that you can go to find out all the details, ticket information, etc. What's that?
www.brooksidemusic.com.
www.brooksidemusic.com. My guest has been John French, who's the artistic director and founder of the Brookside Music Association. Congratulations. Another great program this year.
Thanks so much for having me.
And let's hear some of that Welsh choir music right now.
Oh,
Some festive music with the Farnham Youth Choir, accompanied by the Cambridge Singers, here on Bill's Classical Jukebox, and we're going to have a performance by the Toronto Welsh Mill Voice Choir as part of the Brookside Music Association's series of concerts happening all of this, next weekend, here in Central Ontario, Southern Georgian Bay, the Midland area, and the Brookside Music Association is, of course, founded and is artistically directed by our guest, John French. It opens with a performance on Saturday, September 14th. Find out all the details about all the performances, tickets, and some of the free events, too, when you go online to their website, which is brooksidemusic.com. That's www. I just want to make sure I've got this absolutely right. brooksidemusic.com. We'll get back to your request.